Welcome back to Unfiltered Faith Podcast with Meredith
and Stoss.
And today we're talking about Christmas because it's almost Christmas.
Woo! Wait, how many days is it until Christmas? I haven't been keeping count.
Today's the 10th.
Oh.
So, guys, this year went by so fast. Like, 2020, we blinked.
I blinked from March and it's like, it's Christmas and New Year. And I'm like, wait.
So growing up, my family has always celebrated Christmas. I grew up in a Christian home, so, you know, my parents did kind of do the whole Santa Claus thing, and they did it because it was fun, and like giving gifts is special. And Jesus, when he was born, the wise men came and brought him gifts. So I think that's where the whole gift giving thing comes. But I think as I grew up, it started to become this like almost competition of like, oh, who could get the best gifts? I feel like in today's culture, the true meaning of Christmas has been kind of lost in translation and brushed under the rug. And God just really laid it on my heart that he wanted us to talk about putting the Christ back in Christmas. And I feel like even with Santa Claus, you know how people believe in him bringing gifts even though they can't see it. So they're having faith in something that they can't see. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." So if we put that same faith in God that we're doing for this fictional character, Santa Claus, how amazing would that be? Okay, so we're gonna tell you guys what our favorite Christmas memory is.
Yes, I'm excited.
Go first. So mine would be when I was little, going to the Christmas Eve service. For some reason, I liked Christmas Eve better than Christmas Day because I felt the nighttime, like because of the story about the star, you know, how the wise men followed the star. And then we would have Christmas Eve dinner and it was just such a special thing. I remember being a little girl and just like not wanting that night to end. And it just really is such a beautiful memory. And then also the other thing would be the nativity set. I loved my parents had this really beautiful nativity set of Mary and Joseph and an angel, and it just was my brother and I would hide baby Jesus and then we would have each other try to find him. It was like a fun game.
That's
we played.
That's so funny how you say that, because when I was little I used to be really involved in my church. My mom would she would coordinate the plays and I was an angel. So that just reminded me when I would play in like the Christmas roles, and that was like my favorite memory.
Did you ever sing at church too?
Yes, I was in the choir. We'd sing like the Christmas songs, and yeah, it was great. But my favorite Christmas memory actually was last December when I came to see you, and the Christmas service we went to, we saw Justin Bieber.
We saw Haley.
That's it. That's big. Like, we were worshiping with Justin Bieber. Yeah. That's, I mean, we're not worshiping him, but I just thought it was really cool.
Yeah, let's.
Yeah, we're not there for.
We were there for Jesus, not Justin.
Yeah.
I'm weak.
When I was growing up, I knew that there was no Santa Claus. Like, my mom didn't implement it.
So she didn't, they didn't do it.
Yeah, like, she tried really hard after, like, when I was growing up to be like, yeah, Santa Claus. I just knew as a kid because I never knew about Santa Claus up until, like, I went to school and people would talk about it.
Wait, why
is that? I came from a Russian family and they didn't really believe in, like, Santa Claus.
Wait, that's so interesting. So, but my family did do it because it's part of our society and culture to, like, do the whole Santa Claus thing.
Yeah. But I just knew, like, my mom and my parents would always bring me gifts. But anyways, like you were saying, it was, like, a big competition. Like, I always felt like it was a competition between me and my friends of what we got for Christmas. And it was, like, a big comparison thing. And I feel like it leads to a lot of, like...
And comparison kills joy. So,
right.
And the point of Christmas, like, is joy because Jesus
brings
us joy. Why
are we comparing, like, what we're getting? Well, this was, like, high school me. I don't do this now. Like,
no,
I'm in college,
yeah.
So it doesn't matter. But, like, I just felt like, oh, like, they got so much better gifts than I did. And it makes a child kind of get more ungrateful in those times.
Yeah.
And it's not healthy.
Because you're expecting things. Like,
yeah.
It becomes about expecting, oh, what can I get instead of what can I give
exactly.
to someone?
Exactly. And, like, I feel like the parents also get in a big competition of, like, what can I get my
How
kids
can I make it
so
even
much
better
bigger
this
than Karen next door? Like, I know there's those times, and it's just sad because that's not the true, like,
meaning
of Christmas and just the joy of just being able to give gifts because you want...
Because you
want
to be generous with right, what you have.
Instead of just, you know, doing it making to be it about, a competition oh, I, yeah. and then having your kids be ungrateful and comparing of what they got.
Yeah.
And it gets just... Facts. I was so excited because I'm like, I can't wait to get gifts. And like,
yeah.
I can't wait. That's all I'm thinking about as a kid. Like, I just can't wait. But it lost the meaning of me knowing that Jesus was born, that Jesus is the light
and you know
there's one of the world and
he's our savior.
He's born like yeah. Jesus was born.
But okay, let me just really quick, let's just talk about the fact that there's so we don't actually know it's there's no like proof that Jesus was born on December 25th regardless of if he was actually born on the day that we celebrate Christmas. Like
we should celebrate
matter.
That Jesus was born
every day.
Month.
I mean I'm yeah literally every month.
But I think that's a great because it's it, first of all, the name Christmas, and it's just a better meaning of just to celebrate God during yeah. during this holiday.
I think another thing, and we'll get into, we're going to talk about some other things, but I remember, okay, for those of you that watched my YouTube videos growing up, every year I would do what I got for Christmas videos. And it was a trend on YouTube, right? Like all your favorite YouTubers would post and show what they
got. I was like 13 watching these YouTubers.
So how did it make you feel?
I was like, first of all, I'm poor. Like I No, not like well, when people would showcase them, they're like
it just makes you compare.
I got like it made me feel like, well, wow, like I didn't get that much for Christmas. And then like I said earlier, like it makes kids more ungrateful. And then for the next year, they're like, Mom, they compare themselves to those girls that post that. And mm-hmm. like, I want what she got. And she got way more for Christmas next year, Mom. I want this. Like, I remember thinking that. And then.
And it's all a mindset and a heart posture yeah. thing. If you're watching one of those videos, you can watch it and feel very grateful for what you've given. It's all about like your own gratitude for what you got. But I just think that like. We should shift our focus from what we got to what we gave. And Jesus said in Acts, he said, Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before we get into the rest of the episode, I wanted to talk to you guys about the app called Calm. I know that 2020 has been a lot and we could all benefit from less stress and more sleep in our lives. And that's why it's so important to take care of ourselves and invest in our well-being. Calm is the number one app for sleep, meditation, and relaxation. So over Thanksgiving, my brother was telling me that he has the Calm app on his phone and he has found it so helpful. He works a 9-to-5 job and he's in his apartment all day. And at the end of the day, he just wants to relax. And he said that this app has helped him so much get a great night's sleep. And so that's a testimony in itself. You can use Calm with a special limited time promotion for 40% off your Calm Premium subscription at calm.com/unfilteredfaith. That's 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library and new content that's added every single week. Now back to the episode. Yes. So if Jesus is telling us like, hey, you're going to be more blessed because you are giving. When you give, you're going to receive joy. You're going to feel so much better. Your body actually changes and heals when you're giving because you're blessing others. God created us to be compassionate people. Mm-hmm. And so part of the reason why we feel bad when we're watching these videos is because we're like, oh, well, we want this. We want to gain things. But that's actually not going to make you feel any better. The more you get, you're just going to want to keep getting more and more.
Yeah.
Until you're truly satisfied in Jesus, you're going to want more and more and more. Nothing will satisfy you.
That's so good because that's how I felt growing up too. I was like, I want more and more. And it just doesn't, you're not being Christ-like because you start to get more selfish. You start to want to just, like you said, receive more and more. But it's like you said, like giving is way more, not only towards like your heart posture, it's just you feel better about just giving it mm-hmm. with the right heart.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to give
you're
and
doing
be like,
it for show.
I want to just give to be a good person and that your heart is ugly. Like,
and that you're, that defeats
God
the purpose.
Knows your heart. Like, yeah. He knows your spirit. So it's, that's so good.
And so a lot of people are like, well, how do you have joy this Christmas? How can this Christmas be special? And I would say for me, it's my hope is found in Jesus and my peace comes from him. He is the Prince of Peace. He came to earth to reconcile us with God. And so that's where I'm finding my peace and my joy this Christmas. I'm not finding my happiness and gifts to be with people, yeah, to be around, have fellowship, have community. But ultimately, my joy and my peace that I get this time of year is found in Jesus. And if you're going outside sources, it's never going to give you that peace.
If you're going to find sources into gaining peace or joy in, oh, I got a new
car.
I got a new... Well, that's all good. That's great
stuff.
But
you can't take it to heaven.
But materialistic things will never make you happy. Yeah. The joy of the Lord that comes in you, that gives you strength, will always satisfy, yeah, more than getting a brand, yeah, new car or a brand new MacBook or anything else. And I can even say that because when I would receive gifts when I was younger, or even in my 20s, well, I'm like 21, you know, mm-hmm, when I was in college, like, I didn't feel happy. I was just like, cool, great, I got this, what's next? But once you have the joy of the Lord in you, nothing else compares.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, I don't need anything,
yeah,
else.
Yeah.
I have joy in my heart. I have my family. I'm around good people.
We have our health. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just all about the little things. Yeah. And I also feel like during this time, honestly, people are way more stressed because people are like frantically running around trying to buy gifts. Like, what do I get for my family? Like,
it puts stress a lot
about
of
finances.
Stress.
Like, mm-hmm, especially since
parents,
the pandemic right now, people have lost their jobs. Like, mm-hmm, it's been a stressful and hard year. And it's like, people are worrying about what do I have to get for my family, when the only worry should be is, well, first of all, no worry. But
no,
like,
worry. That's the thing. Like, this time of year, you should be able to just take that, because there's so much, there's like a spirit of depression that has overcome so many people during this time of year, because they've experienced heartbreak, because they've experienced traumatic things around this time of year. And so they have a bad taste in their mouth,
yeah,
because of this time of year. And so this time of year actually like triggers something where they feel that pain. Mm-hmm. And so what I want people to know is, like, there's freedom and there is joy in the Lord when you give him your burdens and you give him those things, like you were saying, with, if you're carrying a backpack with a bunch of rocks on it and you're struggling
you're
to get
heavy,
through, you can give that backpack, yeah, of weight and rocks to God and be like, I can't do this on my own. I can't do this by my own strength, God. And he will fill you up with his peace, and he will fill you up with calmness so that you're not stressed or anxious during this time of year. And he will also heal your broken heart if you allow him. If you say, God, I need you to heal. I want to get better. I actually do want to feel better. Like, allow him to work in you and mm-hmm, and mold you and shape you. And it's a painful process, to be honest. Like, I think both of you can... We can both speak to that. Like, it's a process to heal and allow God to work in you, but it is the most beautiful thing when you let him, all the pain and struggle that you've gone through, to mend you back together. Like, you will never regret letting God just work on your heart and giving your life to God. Like, it'll be the best decision you ever make.
Amen. And like it says, don't be anxious about anything, but pray about everything.
Yeah.
So during this time, if you're stressed out about finances, or I know it gets hard if you're like lonely during the holidays, if you can't see your family, or if you are maybe don't have the best family to be around,
yeah,
just pray and know that you're not alone and that God is with you and that he brings you peace and joy, and that you are not alone. And we love you so much.
I'm going to kind of summarize the story of Jesus and the gospel in like a minute if I can. So just bear with me, guys. So there are four books in the Bible that are ancient biographies of Jesus. It's Luke, John, Matthew, and Mark. They are called the gospel or the good news. One of the most amazing things to me about these four accounts is that they are all different. So the good news is John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. So we call Jesus the Lamb of God because he is the sacrificial lamb, and he was the ultimate sacrifice to pay the debt for our sins. And he doesn't just take away the sin of one, he takes away the sins of the entire world. So to understand this completely, we have to go back to Genesis 3. This is the story of Adam and Eve. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God by eating the apple, they gave reign over the earth to the devil, or we call him the enemy. So this was the first sin in the fall of man. God created man to walk with him in the garden and to know him. So God created us because he wanted fellowship and intimacy with him. We were then bound to death after they sinned against God. So Jesus came to reconcile us to God the Father and wash away our sins with his blood. And so when we believe and accept Jesus into our hearts, we are receiving the free gift of salvation, the gift of mercy and grace, and the Holy Spirit can then live and dwell in us, and that is the Spirit of God, and it's just so amazing. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for everyone listening. If they know you are not God, I just pray today as they're listening, may their hearts be open to your love. God, I just pray that they receive the joy of the Lord today and they receive a peace that passes all understanding and that they know that there is nothing they can do to earn your love, but your love for them is so deep and so great and it is unconditional, Lord, and that you'll meet them right where they are right now in this moment. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.